I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca. Canada Immigration News Articles, November 2016. Canada warns it will reinstate Mexico visa restriction if asylum claims flood in. Canada's immigration minister has warned the Mexico visa requirement will be swiftly reinstated in the event of a flood of asylum requests from Mexico. With the existing visa restrictions to be lifted on December 1st and President-elect Donald Trump promising to instigate a crackdown on illegals in the U.S., there are fears Canada could see a spike in asylum claims from Mexicans. But the federal immigration minister says that even before Trump's victory, Canada had been preparing for a possible increase in asylum claims, with the power to reimpose the restriction, an important part of the original deal struck to lift this requirement. McCallum says he hopes the time never comes, although the original visa restriction was imposed because of the number of claims being received by Canada. In announcing the lifting of the visa requirement on June 28th, the Canadian government admitted that it ignored the advice of its own officers against making this highly controversial decision. McCallum said he had assessed the risks and they were outweighed by the benefits of increased trade and tourism. He said both Canadian and Mexican officials were working together to minimize the risks. The visa requirement was imposed by the Conservatives in 2009 because of the overwhelming number of asylum claims from Mexico. The annual number of claims dropped from 9,000 to 1,199 as a result of the move, with associated costs falling from $304 million to just $44 million. However, the Tourism Industry Association of Canada estimates $465 million was lost as a result of the restriction. The Trump factor. Meanwhile, there are also fears Trump's anti-immigration policies could force Mexicans already in the U.S. illegally to try and make a move north to Canada. Experts believe that Mexicans who are used to a high standard of living may choose to try in Canada instead of returning to their home country. Since his election victory, Trump has vowed to deport or jail up to 3 million people who are illegal in the U.S. with criminal backgrounds. On his plan to build a wall, the president-elect has suggested it may have to be just a fence in certain places. It is not known exactly how many people per year make it across the U.S.-Canada border illegally, whether by boat, swimming, or by land in remote areas. Figures show 487 were caught in 2011. A far greater issue is created by those who come on the premise of a visitor's visa and never leave. Foreigners are drawn to access the country illegally because they know children will be allowed to go to school and health emergencies will be treated, whatever their status. The website of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada crashed on the general election night because of the sheer volume of Americans looking for a way out as Trump's victory became clear. But officials say there are no plans to increase personnel to meet the increased demand of visa work to Canada.